Michael Graham Now and the Kimmer at Noon on News Radio 106.7.
Several dozen suspects from the largest gambling ring in Alpharetta's history were booked into jail. The bust took place at Pepperoni's Tavern, a popular pizza joint.
Overnight, suspects were hauled off to jail in a bus. Officers from Alpharetta, Milton, Johns Creek, and Roswell all took part in the raid on Pepperoni's Tavern on Old Milton Parkway. Detectives set up the raid after getting wind of the operation, which they say centered on the upcoming NCAA basketball tournament. Police confiscated a large amount of cash and a few handguns. They say when the raid took place, a total of 65 people were inside the restaurant, including employees and the owner. Charges are expected to include illegal gambling and possible weapons counts.
Good morning, it's 9:19 here at News Radio 106.7. So here is the question. Now that the North Fulton County cops have cracked down on illegal, I'm shocked to learn that there's gambling involving the NCAA. What about the gambling that's going on across the rest of my entire listening audience? Let's ask attorney extraordinaire Ray Giudice. Ray, welcome back to the show.
Hey, good morning. Thanks
for
having me.
I want to ask you the key question before we get to the specifics of this. Right now, there are thousands of people listening who are in brackets games at their office. What do you call a large group of people gambling on the NCAA today? Every workplace in Georgia. Are they breaking the law? Yes,
yes
or no?
They are. Yeah, under Georgia law, they are.
Yeah, I looked at the law here. A bet is any agreement that dependent upon chance, even though accompanied by some skill, one stands to win or lose something of value. That's a bet.
With just a handful of small exceptions.
Right.
The state-sponsored lottery
The state is the house.
Right.
And so here is the deal. A person who commits this offense is guilty of a misdemeanor. So everybody who has a brackets game right now is a misdemeanorer?
Yes, sir. Unless they're running it as a raffle where there's a prize and charity. I mean, there's a way to get around it. But
the
if
standard
I bet
NCAA
20
bracket.
And I can get back 40, I'm gambling.
Now, what's good, ladies and gentlemen, is if you participate in the Alpharetta I'm Busted brackets game, which you can find at michaelgraham.com, you're completely exempt from the law. Trust me, Ray Giudice told me so. I'll explain later. Okay, so why then were the cops surrounding Pepperoni's Tavern, which I hear has great pizza last night?
Well, it may or may not, but here's what happened. They upped the ante. This changed from you and me and Brandon making a little bet on whether or not Kentucky or Seton Hall wins this thing into what is probably going to be charged as felony commercial gambling.
Ah,
and that's a
commercial
felony.
Gambling.
They changed the paradigm. Mm-hmm. The sign on the window said free food and Cokes or beer if you win. But that's apparently, allegedly, not what was going on.
And in other words, they had something that everyone could participate in, and you might win
business.
Some food.
Right.
But then they had this other thing. At night, they closed the door, they chased out mom and pop, and they said, NCAA guys, show up.
We're running a betting parlor.
Right.
A book.
Now, let me ask you, how is that different from the guys gathering at a, let's just say theoretically there were a radio station and there were a radio show on from 9 to noon and they were, let's theoretically, doing brackets on the NCAA, not that I'm holding one right now that shows Kentucky winning at all, and we had literally thousands of dollars involved. How is that different?
It's really subtle.
Okay.
It could possibly be interpreted as commercial gambling, but this building, Comcast, is not designed. Mm-hmm. You're not running
theoretically,
a gambling.
Whatever this building might be, somewhere
you're
in the world.
But this place, for the evening in question, allegedly turned into a casino. And in Georgia law, that's felony commercial gambling.
We're talking to Ray Giudice, attorney extraordinaire. I can hear eyes rolling all across North Georgia when they find out that the cops are kicking in the door of a pizza joint over a brackets game. Is that a fair reaction? And what do you think law enforcement would say to people who go, what, you caught all the murderers and rapists already? This is what you're working on now?
Sure.
Uncle Phil laying 20, you know, whatever, $200 on the brackets?
And that's the argument that goes to all what we call vice crimes, whether it's the annual raid of the escorts and call girls over at the high-end hotels or up and down Ponce, or a bunch of middle-class age guys up in the pizza parlor betting on the brackets.
Mm-hmm.
So what law enforcement likes to do is make a big show of things, whether it's a roadblock to stop DUIs or whether it's a commercial gambling at a pizza parlor. to spread the word. This is a deterrent arrest, most likely. Spread the word as March Madness is about to
start. Make an example.
Yep, exactly.
But that's not equal treatment under the law.
No,
when
probably
you make an
not.
Example.
That's probably true.
By the way, what do you think? You saw the bust up in Johns Creek when they found the massage therapists, the unlicensed massage therapists. The comment from the local chief, we don't have that kind of crime in North Fulton County. Is that
right? Let me just make sure everyone also understands what may be going on here. The powers that be in downtown Atlanta and in the little municipalities, our fiefdoms throughout North Fulton, the word has been spread. We need to enforce a certain amount of crimes on both sides of town.
Ah, I see.
Right.
So thus the Johns Creek
Right.
pleasure gals and thus the gambling.
That's right.
Shock
just
gambling.
On Ponce, but in other places.
This is one of the things that bugs me is the idea that if I make a ridiculous long shot bet that Georgia State University is going to win it all.
Right.
I make it with my coworkers, I'm breaking the law. But if I make the idiotic long shot bet that my $1 is going to pick the 73 numbers in sequence to win $1 million, as long as the state is the house, that's cool. That's okay.
Well, that's what the voters in the state have. I moved here in 78, and people were talking about racetrack betting then. Okay, it's a really long
still
time
working
ago.
On it?
I grew up in New York where it's legal. But keep in mind, I'll guarantee you those same people would say, oh, you mean I was supposed to pay taxes on this gain? Right? There you go.
What?
I knew
I'm
that
sorry.
Would be you.
I'm
How
sorry,
did
that's
I know
not right. What? No.
That you
no,
would
no,
have
no.
that response.
That's
and
crazy.
That would be correct, because if you go to Vegas, when you win,
right.
The IRS is notified of your winnings, and they tax you right there.
But here's my point. When people say, Michael, you have to crack down on gambling because gambling is immoral, it leads to bad behavior, gentlemen take their money for their rent and for their kids, and they blow it all on gambling, and I go, okay, if that's true, then why are you running a casino called the State of Georgia that has a betting window in every gas station, in every grocery store, in every corner store in the state?
I'd say you have to work really hard on $1 and $2 bets at the QT station to lose the family house.
No.
You can lose that in an hour at the casino.
And I will tell you that I have been at a low-rent Indian reservation casino in North Dakota and watched a guy on a Friday night lose his entire paycheck on $2 minimum blackjack. $2
I'm not
maximum
saying it can't be done, but nobody's losing their fortune at the QT.
Look, here's the deal. There's nothing wrong with gambling. I know there's nothing wrong with gambling because the state of Georgia participates in gambling and pays with schools for it. Therefore, these guys who got busted, the only crime they made is the family that runs gambling in the state. The godfather is Nathan Deal. He didn't get his cut. That's why they cracked down. Hey, I want to ask you something totally unrelated, Ray, because you're an attorney extraordinaire. Durst, the multimillion-dollar murderer, did he confess to a crime in the legal sense when he said into the microphone,
great
question.
Great question. That will most likely come into evidence against him. He didn't need to be Mirandized because he wasn't restrained by law enforcement in detention. It's what's called an excited utterance under the hearsay
excited
law.
Utterance.
Yeah, which means you spontaneously made that statement without any
prompting. I have a totally different context for my excited utterances. Usually when I'm in Johns Creek.
And up there, that's a felony, so be careful, okay? don't get excited and utter north of the city. But I think that's a real problem. Now, you'll notice as of last night, the producer and his team cut off all interviews and comment.
Mm-hmm.
Why? They got a lawyer that said, you guys are about to get a grand jury subpoena.
Wow.
And you better keep your mouth shut because, not that you're doing anything illegal, but you're going to become more embroiled.
We're out of time. One last question. Mm-hmm. There's an argument being made from some smart defense attorneys who are saying since HBO had been, the producers had been in contact with the police, they'd kind of tracked with the police, that they became, for the purposes of the law, agents of the police, and therefore the lack of a Mirandizing, in other words, you had to give warning that what you're saying is part of police gathering evidence.
You're going to see that argument made on by Durst's very expensive, well-paid lawyers. It's the same set that got him off, found not guilty on the homicide
when you
in Texas.
Chop a guy up in pieces and throw him in the water and admit it
that
and still
walk? That was self-defense,
walk?
And the jury found it so.
Because if you can afford a good lawyer. Well, I got to say this. When I win the Alpharetta I'm Busted Brackets game,
I need at least
I'm
going to
collect
$10. Big fella.
$10
no,
to buy
in.
Ray's Judice is buying in. I'm telling you. Everybody
Zero.
Join. It's at michaelgraham.com. Ray's Judice, thanks so much for your help. I'm Michael Graham.